Phoenix FM.
Now, this is a very unusual one for me and not something that's happened before. Now, I normally know a guest's name and what they do, but on this occasion I don't. But what I do know is they donated £10,000 to the co-op in Shenfield, which is there to pay for NHS staff groceries. So, mystery caller, a very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well.
Lovely to talk to you this morning. £10,000 is a lot of money. Why did you donate, and why for the NHS staff in particular?
Well, myself and my wife have helped people for the last 10, 20 years, but we don't really do large, faceless charities.
Mm.
My wife is also ex-NHS. I had a light bulb moment. I thought, well, if I pay for the NHS staff in their one-hour slot at a supermarket, I could collect all the cards and the receipts and put them in a memory box for a birthday.
Oh, lovely.
And that's how it came about.
When we say NHS staff, this is open to any key workers who work for the NHS, so it isn't just nurses or doctors. They just need to be a key worker.
I think the advert on the co-op actually says NHS key workers and vulnerable people.
Right.
Anybody that's struggling either financially or practically to get their shopping. And Kevin, who's the manager who's managing my money for me very well, too slow to start with in the last 2 weeks, so he's now broadened it to vulnerable people he knows and people like St Francis Hospice and care homes that want just some little luxuries or literally their staff need help.
And is there a limit?
No, it's their food bill paid. It's whatever they spend, whether it be on, you know, people need things to get through it, whether it be wine, even cigarettes. I've put no restraints on it because we want to do it really to the end of lockdown. And although the figure has been it'll go to the end of lockdown.
That's fantastic. So if people go along to the co-op in Shenfield, you can speak to one of the team there or to Kevin.
Now, the other lovely thing is that the one thing I wanted to do was for other people just to have a little ring in their head and say, oh, we could do something.
Yeah.
And when they first started coming in, there were customers in the queue that spoke up and said, no, don't use the fund, we'll pay for that person shopping. You know, who weren't naturally NHS. So it's catching already, so that's good.
I'm talking to you today because other people that might be in your financial situation that can afford to donate, you want to put an appeal to them as well.
Well, I do UK-wide, really, because some people don't like the big charities because they don't know where the money's coming from. But if they know that somebody local to them will come in after a hard shift or before a hard shift and get that lift of all their shopping paid for, I don't know, they might not think of that. And if they have, then well done to them. I'm sure I'm not the first to do it. But if there's others out there sort of teetering, then do it, because it's fantastic. I've had some brilliant, brilliant responses left at the store for me.
Oh.
And it's heart lifting for me as well.
It is absolutely wonderful. It is lovely for NHS staff who are working and also people that are in desperate need. We do talk about the NHS quite a lot, but there are people in a terrible financial situation now because of lockdown.
Anybody like that, my boundaries on it are limitless, really. Anyone in need to me.
That's fabulous. Now, did you say that it will carry on if they get through the £10,000?
Look, I'm not putting a figure on it.
Yeah.
It's to the end of the lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to be blasé about money, but I will support it as long as I can, which is at the moment. I don't want to sound like a politician, but to the end of the lockdown. Boris, for God's sake, come out and do it.
thank you so much for talking to us today. And
that's
I know that I don't know your name. I've only just, you know, got your number, etc., because you don't want your name out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a very generous thing to do and to help NHS and people on the lower incomes actually be able to have a treat. And as you said, if it's alcohol, cigarettes, or you want your shopping, or maybe some bar stuff, or whatever else, go and see Kevin at the co-op in Shenfield. You've obviously got to bring in some sort of proof, NHS number, key worker, or whether or not you have to, Kevin will tell you at the store.
Can I just say something before I leave. We mustn't forget what's happened here. And we remember those in the wars. And there should be some sort of celebration for all these people that put their lives on the line and lost them.
Yeah.
Every year to celebrate coming out of this horrible, horrible disease. Yeah. So, there you go. That's my ending point.
Thank you. And thank you very much for talking to us today.
My pleasure.
All right, you take care.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. There we go. That is a mystery caller. Never had a mystery caller before on my show, or any show, I don't think, here at Phoenix FM. But what a top guy. Donated 10 grand to the co-op in Shenfield for NHS staff and for also people on low income for their groceries. So if you want to find out more, go along to the co-op in Shenfield. You can speak to Kevin, who is the manager. And if there's particular documents, whatever else that they need, he'll be able to tell you everything, and you can get your shopping paid for, which is fabulous. A little bit of a slow starter sometimes it is with these things, but because people can't quite believe that would happen. And as you heard from the mystery caller, it's also prompted people in the queue behind people saying, actually no, I'll pay for that bit of shopping and we'll leave that money from to go on to somebody else. So that is absolutely wonderful. 10:38.